Let's go to ABC News, now brought to you by Audi.
From the ABC Newsroom, President Bush will welcome President Boris Yeltsin of Russia to the White House this morning. The two leaders will be holding 2 days of talks, and more than a dozen agreements are expected to be signed. The Russians are promising a full report on the fate of American prisoners of war from Vietnam who ended up in the Soviet Union. Yesterday, President Yeltsin said that some of those POWs could still be alive. The last Western hostages held in Lebanon are reportedly... They will be. There's still some confusion over status of the two. The hostages are German citizens who have been held captive since May of 1989. Singer James Brown says that he'll be holding a concert this summer to raise money to help rebuild parts of Los Angeles destroyed by rioting. Officials in Chicago are still adding up the damage done following the championship basketball game on Sunday night. Over 100 people were injured, 25 businesses looted, 11 stores were damaged, 8 fires set, 65 subway cars and 52 buses damaged in Chicago. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Joe Temple.
This is Audi Watch. Audi 100 wins again.
First, three of Germany's top automotive journals chose the Audi 100 over comparable models from Mercedes and BMW. Then, in tests conducted by editors at Road and Track, the Audi 100 bettered Japan's Lexus ES300 and the Acura Legend. Now comes the most compelling reason to date to consider the Audi 100 V6. Its recent victory in the International Motorsports Association's 22-day decathlon of performance and control. Competing against comparable models from Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Acura, Mazda, and Lexus, the Audi 100 won the gold medal for best overall performance with 5 out of 10 first-place victories. If the Audi 100 can triumph over some of the best cars in the world, it deserves the consideration of those who would own a world-class car. This is Amy O'Connor for Audi Watch.
For a copy of the complete IMSA Decathlon results, call 1-800-4-AUDI.
Touri Rider.
What is that? Ah, it's me!
Touri Rider.
I'm getting very upset because this is not my world, and I can't eat, and I'm hungry, and all they want to do is give me booze!
Touri Rider.
I'm not done yet, so sit down and wait.
Weekdays at 4 on KSTP. It's a radio program unlike anything that's ever hit the air.
You know what it is? It's like summer camp for alcoholics. That's what it is.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6 with something new. Every year when families are taking vacations, I try and come up with some clever way of helping you remember our reservation number. So let's see. How about if we tried spelling it out like 505 Rest Easy? Yeah, but that doesn't spell 891-6161. How about 505 Motel 6? No, our number doesn't end at 6. We could do 505 Get a Good Night's Sleep for the Lowest Prices of Any National Chain. Yeah, but that's too many letters. So listen, instead of me straining my brain here trying to be clever, I should just tell you the number. That way you can call and reserve a clean, comfortable room where the kids stay free for around $25. More in some places, less in others, but always a heck of a deal. The number's 505-891-6161. Sorry I couldn't think of a clever way to say it, but maybe you'll call anyway. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Good morning, everybody. The time right now, 7:06, Hart Barron reporting live from the Channel 5 Eyewitness Newsroom. Minneapolis police are investigating a suspicious death of one man and the assault of another. At about 8:30 last night, people walking along the Mississippi River in a park near St. Anthony discovered the two severely beaten men. The medical examiner says one man died at the scene. The other is in critical condition this morning at Hennepin County Medical Center. Witnesses at the Father Hennepin Park say the two victims appeared to be homeless. Now, there is no word yet on the identities of the two men. Minneapolis police tell us there is no one in custody for those beatings. A Montana man charged with second-degree murder will avoid a trial by pleading guilty to a lesser charge. Travis Stringer still claims that he acted in self-defense in the January 4th shooting of his college roommate, Bruce Carl Barden of New York Mills, Minnesota. But Stringer admits in a special plea arrangement that there is enough evidence to convict him. The case had been scheduled to go on trial yesterday when the plea agreement was reached. Governor Arne Carlson wants the Minnesota Supreme Court to review its recent ruling on state welfare benefits. The high court overturned a state law which set a lower rate of welfare benefits to new state residents. Yesterday, Carlson's Human Services Commissioner asked the Attorney General's office to appeal the case. The decision is expected by early next week. Well, the federal officials are getting tough with Fritzy Fresh Candies. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says the name of the Twin Cities candy company is very misleading. The agency maintains the products labeled Fritzy Fresh aren't really fresh because they have been treated by heat. Jim Fritz is head of the company. He wants to keep the name and is asking for the help of Senator Dave Durenberger and Representative Jim Ramstad. The candy, by the way, is distributed to 20 states. Now for that forecast, showers and thunderstorms this morning, a mixture of sun and clouds this afternoon, highs in the lower 80s, more thunderstorms tonight, some possibly severe with lows in the mid-60s. Right now, 59 degrees here in the Twin Cities with thunder showers. Be careful driving out there. It's slippery. From the Eyewitness Newsroom, Art Barron for KSTP, the Talk Station.
Thank you very much, Art. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock at the Talk Station with your first check on morning rush hour traffic. Here's Art Reeder.
Good morning, Kenny. You're going to find slow traffic throughout the metro. In fact, the spin-outs, you'll find it on Interstate 94 westbound just before the Mississippi River Bridge. It has turned the wrong way. Watch for delays in that area. State Patrol is on the scene. Also watch for a stall blocking the center lane of traffic westbound 494. That's on the Wacoota Bridge. Slow traffic will begin before Highway 61. Elsewhere, southbound 494 is slow from 694 to about Bass Lake Road. Congestion down towards Highway 55. Southbound 169 slow from Bass Lake Road to about Cedar Lake Road. Eastbound 694, some stop-and-go traffic from about Hemlock to Brooklyn Boulevard. We'll find slow traffic southbound 35W from Highway 10 to County Road E2. Also southbound 35W slow from 42nd Street to the Crosstown. If you're north on 35W, expect it to be slow from Burnsville Parkway up to the Minnesota River.
What do you say? What do you say?
Hey, Willard Scott here. My old friend, the Burger King Breakfast Buddy, is now only 59 cents. That little bun loaded with eggs and cheese and spicy sausage, just 59 cents. That's breakfast the way you like it. Fantastic. Why not pick up a whole lot of them and share those great-tasting Burger King Breakfast Buddy sandwiches with your buddies?
Breakfast your way, right away, at Burger King.
Subject to owner participation for a limited time.
So what do you say? What do you say?
And now you can get a juicy Burger King flame broiled Whopper sandwich after 9 p.m. for only 99 cents with any other purchase. That's right, the one and only Whopper your way right away, just the way you want it, and at a price that's just the way you want it too. Only 99 cents after 9 p.m. when you purchase any other item at Burger King. Offer subject to independent operator participation for a limited time.
Your way right away at Burger King now.
What do you say?
A breath of fresh air.
A little bit of craziness.
It's what all radio stations could be.
So why aren't they?
They suck.
AM 1500.
KSTP.
The Talk Station.
I saw you at a restaurant, and you're a good-looking guy. Can't you get that big fat slop off the air?
Well, there's woman told his mama,
2 points of view.
Sing it, Tommy. Sing it, Tommy.
This one's gonna be on the radio.
Yeah.
Woman, you've been warned.
Yeah.
Go tell everybody.
Everybody.
Let the whole world know.
I may be stone blind and out of my mind,
but he'll have one hell of a show. Now he's here.
Do 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 do.
Everybody, turn off your radio.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Mischke recorded this in his dumpster where he lives.
How about that natural reverb, huh? Uh-huh. I like that.
Sounds good, buddy.
This is the Dumbo Show.
He got crazy toward the end of it and put a lot of echo in there. 11 after 7.
I think someone just shut the lid at that point.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. What's our current temperature, Ken? Do we have one? 60 degrees, chance of rain. Still raining, I guess, so it's more than a chance.
I'd bet on it.
And you're not a betting man, generally, because if you live in a dumpster, you got no money to bet. Then clearing up later on in the day, high around 80 or so, and then tonight, rain comes back. Doo-doo-doo! Maybe Royce didn't get a chance to hear this morning. Royce?
Yes, sir.
You probably weren't awake about 5:45, but this lady named Chris called, and she were talking, and she said,
I saw you at a restaurant, and you're a good-looking guy.
And I've been playing that just once in a while.
Yeah, well, that's good. Now, who's the other lady? The one who said, get that fat slob off the air?
Well, she'd never seen me. Yeah.
Oh.
That had to be it.
Angry lady.
But, of course, he won't talk about this phone call, Patrick.
Yes. I saw you in a restroom, and you were a good-looking guy.
So I went to sleep early last night. I have no idea what happened. What happened with the twins?
Well, apparently Greg Hibbert is so rotten that even Mike Magnanti looks good the next night because the Twins managed to get shut out by, I think, what they read, the first time in 124 home games or something.
What score?
They got shut out 7-0. They were 2-0 going into the ninth, and then Gary Wayne gave up five. Or actually, Kruger was charged with a couple of them, and Gary Wayne gave up the other three. But
so Kruger's first loss of the year, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he pitched okay, but, geez, they didn't hit at all. They got shut out. Magnanti, Rusty Meacham, and Jeff Montgomery shut out 7-0.
Household names.
Yeah, this Magnanti, the league was batting .352 against him going into last night's game. And he pitched pretty good against the Twins last week in Kansas City, too. And then last night they... they could not get anything against them. They had one shot at them. They had runners in second and third and one out, and Chile hit a smoker to short, and the shortstop dived and caught it, and they doubled the guy off third, and that was it.
Now, last night, Joe Schmidt was talking to TK, and they asked him about Scott Erickson. And he said, you know, typical Tom Kelly went, well, he's a pitcher right now for us. He's a start pitcher, a big pitcher for us. He's pitching Thursday, and we'll see what happens. I don't know. His voice sort of just trails off into nowhere.
Well, I think that, I don't know.
But they asked him about sending him to the minors, and he said, well, he's still in the rotation. He's pitching Thursday. And
well, I think if he pitches bad Thursday that... I proposed last night that perhaps they should put him in the bullpen. He's a 2-3 inning pitcher. Let him be the setup man in front of Reardon and maybe give this Edens a chance.
You mean a setup man in front of Aguilera?
Ah, what am I talking about?
You're just flashing back. It's those drugs you took in the
60s. Well, Reardon, you know, set the record last night. So yeah.
You're flashing back to the 60s. He took those substances.
That's what happened to me. I was trying to remind myself that I wanted to mention Reardon this morning, and I did, even though it had nothing to do with the facts.
That's never stopped you before, has it?
That's right. Anyway, maybe Erickson could be the guy in front of the guy, you know?
Mm-hmm. So who's pitching tonight?
I believe it's Smiley. Is it Smiley time? No, Smiley pitched Friday, so it must be...
Willie Banks?
Willie Banks time. It's Willie Banks is pitching tonight against Apier, which is not a good matchup for the Twins. Banks is... although last night shouldn't have been a good matchup for Kansas City. You never know in ball, Don.
That's the truth, Patrick, and it's more than just a cliche, isn't it?
Before the day is over, you should check out the lineup that the Oakland A's used last night to win another game and push their lead in the AL West to 4 games. They had no Ricky Henderson, no Canseco. Of course, Dave Henderson hasn't played all year. This is the damnedest lineup you ever saw. Blankenship, Bordick, Walt Weiss. The pitcher was a guy named Kirk Campbell.
Did McGuire play at least?
McGuire and Steinbeck are the only two guys who should be in the major leagues who played last night. And Randy Reddy was in the lineup.
Oh,
he was
man.
The DH instead of Earl Baines.
Oh, man.
It was the dangest thing you ever saw. They ended up winning again. They won 6 in a row. They're now 4 ahead of Texas, 4.5 ahead of the Twins. I still don't think they can do it. They keep breaking down. Canseco keeps breaking down with his back.
Yeah, there's a guy that's this big, muscle-bound guy that's supposed to hit the ball 500 feet and stuff like that. He is hurt more often than I remember Paul Molitor used to get hurt all the time. This guy's even worse.
Oh, yeah, he's really missed a lot of games. He manages to break a wrist swinging the bat or the back thing. They were always those rumors about how he got to be so muscular.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder if that...
You know, it's no wonder he wasn't with Madonna that long. She probably wore him out, you know?
I don't know if that was it or not, but he certainly cannot stay healthy. That's for dang sure. But they're really playing well, Oakland, for some reason, because you look at the club and you're not that impressed. Although, it's nice when you got a guy in the lineup with 23 home runs. That helps.
Showers, thunderstorms today, then clearing up, high around 80 tonight. More of the same showers, thunderstorms. Some may be severe. 17 after 7.
Tell you what, out here in Golden Valley, it's more than a chance of thunderstorms. She's been raining since about 4 in the morning.
I know. It was raining when I went to work today. But Kenny, fine producer that he is, had an umbrella, was just all ready to take care of it.
What
a heck of a
guy.
Anything else I should know about?
Well, basically.
Oh, Reardon, that's right.
Yeah, he finished it off in high style. He passed fingers. He's now got 342 saves, and he saved a 1-0 game. It was, you know, John Dobson, remember him? The guy that was a pretty good pitcher about 3 years ago, had terrible arm problems.
Yeah.
Now back in Boston, and pitching pretty good. He goes into the ninth 1-0, and they bring in Reardon, and Mattingly got a hit off him, and then he struck out Kevin Moss to end the game. And it looked like old home week. They carried him off the field on their shoulders, and two of the four guys lugging him off were Bernanski and Viola.
Oh.
I think they got more guys from the 87 Twins than we do. I'm not sure.
Hey, I want to talk about
Herbeck, Puckett, and Gagne, and Larkin, and Bush, so I guess we got them outnumbered.
I want to talk about this NFL trial, because there's something I don't understand. Jack Morris is supposed to testify at this NFL trial to see if the players can get unrestricted free agency, right?
The owners are so desperate for...
Now, here's my question. Why? I thought he would be testifying on behalf of the players, but he's testifying on behalf of the owners. Explain that to me.
He's being by the owners. He's not doing it voluntarily.
But why... Why do the owners think that that's going to help their cause?
Well, they're going to show tapes of him crying about how much he wanted to stay in Minnesota, and then point out that he signed with Toronto, and somehow this is supposed to prove that free agency doesn't work. And I don't quite get it.
I don't either, because my point isn't, somebody was saying last night, if he can make $2 million more per year with Toronto, and his contract was up here, it wasn't like he reneged on his contract, right?
No.
I mean, he played here until his contract ran out. Then he goes to the Blue Jays. They pay him a couple million bucks more. I mean, anybody in any profession, whether it's baseball or radio or newspapers or anything, if you're getting more money from another place, you go there.
Well, it seems like a pretty blatant attempt to work on the emotions of a Twin Cities selected jury, too. I mean, here all of a sudden you're trying to frame this thing so that even if players want to stay, they won't. And now all of a sudden you get Morris here, who's become this villain to the local Twin Cities people. And somehow I think they think that will persuade the jurors to be on their side. But I think what it is the act of a very desperate group. The owners have lost virtually every pre-trial decision that this guy has made, and they've just lost a lot of things going into the trial, and they're desperate.
It just seems to me that, like, for example, if Pollad wouldn't up the ante for Kirby Puckett to more than $5 million a year, and somebody in some other city says, Kirby, you're so good, we'll give you $7 million. How many fans would you think would be down on Kirby because he took the extra $2 million? I mean, I wouldn't think there'd be that many.
No, but this is different. For some reason, the Morris thing has been deemed to be his fault. I, of course, have written several columns in glowing defense of Morris. I cannot understand why anyone would be mad at this man. He came to town, and he won you the World Series.
Yeah.
Season. I mean, how could you... Andy McPhail has said that this has got to be the greatest free agent signing in history.
Yeah.
You bring a guy in, he wins the World Series, and then he leaves. You don't even have to pay him anymore.
And you would think, if you were going to be mad at anyone, you'd be mad at ownership for
sure.
Not paying him, right?
Yeah.
But instead, for some reason, they're still mad at him.
It was another example of what the Twins have become experts at doing. They keep, you know, they had a nice incentive-laden package for Morris that he could have re-signed to stay here. But he'd already done the incentive thing with them the previous time.
Uh-huh.
And he'd won the World Series for them. And he's saying, hey, I already did that once. Let's have some firm money here. But the Twins are experts at keeping the offer just low enough so the guy won't take it. Now, Puckett crossed him up. They kept the offer just low enough for Puckett so he won't take it, except he said, okay, I'll take it. And then Pollad had to turn down the deal.
Anything else we should know about before we run along here?
Well, I don't know. Do you want to run along, Don? What else is going on?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. I don't know.
Well,
you're the sports guy. I don't know.
And, I guess your city is now under control. They,
well, you know,
they aren't burning and looting anymore.
After the Bulls won the championship, they had some looting, shooting, burning, and Mayor Daley said yesterday, I heard a little sound bite of him saying, well, it's just what it is in America now. Yeah, you win a championship, they break a few windows, and they start looting. That's right. It's reality.
You're not a big Daley fan?
Well, he's comical, if nothing else. But,
you ought to check out the St. Paul mayor, Don.
I will.
Yeah, you should. If you want to have a fun with a character, check out this guy.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, sir.
All right.
Take it easy. Patrick Royce from the Star and Tribune and from KSTP AM 1500 with sports. It is 60 degrees, going up to around 80 today. Showers and thunderstorms now. They say they will clear up at some point this morning. We'll talk to one of our meteorologists here in a while and find out perhaps when that might happen. Then the shower thunderstorms coming back tonight. Some will be severe. Don Vogel, 724 on the talk station.
Tuesday, 9 a.m., Barbara Carlson and friends.
Lesbians, Barbara.
No!
A book called Odd Girls and Twilight Lovers. Now, in this book, they have... They have action shots of lesbians, Barbara.
Doing what?
Oh, putting in car engines.
Oh.
Asian lesbians, blue-haired lesbians, lesbians playing sports.
Oh, I can't stand it.
And, of course, my favorite shot of all, in men's clothing lesbians.
Oh, no. Well, you can listen to it all on Barbara Carlson and Friends KSDP, the talk station.
When it comes to choosing a credit card, it's a whole new ball game. And your Norwest Bank is leading the league with a lineup of money-saving features. Score big with a special low interest rate and a $10 bonus when you trade in another team's card and transfer your balance to a Norwest Visa or MasterCard card. And for a limited time, the same low interest rate will be applied to all new Norwest credit card purchases. Here's another hit. A cash rebate on your Norwest Visa and MasterCard purchases. What a play! So you can tell all those other cards,
you're out of here!
Because with Norwest, it's a whole new ballgame. Visit your local Norwest bank to apply for your MVP, Most Valuable Plastic. Be sure to leave early to beat the crowd. Subject to qualified credit. Maximum trade-in bonus of $50.
A break from the serious.
A walk on the wild side.
A laugh at things that aren't supposed to be funny.
AM 1500.
KSTP.
The talk station.
When eighth graders are squandering the gift of youthful innocence in premarital sex, the solution is not to give them a condom.
No matter how thin you slice it, it's still baloney.
7:26 on the radio. Don Vogel here at KSTP. I hope that you're with me. Don't wanna work, just wanna bang on my drum all day.
Tommy Mischke's here as the piano player. Kenny Olson, the producer. On the talk station.
Did you hear the bat flap?
Did you hear the bat flap?
Mm-hmm. The flap over the Batman movie.
Oh, no.
Apparently the animal rights people are all upset over the use of penguins. I'm serious.
Well, I heard that they spent an extra $1 million making sure the penguins were comfortable. That they had to have special... special refrigeration for the penguins that are making the Batman movie, and I heard that it cost them an extra $1 million that wasn't even in the budget. So why should they be upset?
Maybe just that they have to work with Danny DeVito.
Maybe so. Well, it gives Bob Barker something to do now. He's a new cause he can start on. Is that guy still on TV?
You bet.
Man.
Bryce is right. Do you remember Truth or Consequences?
Oh, yeah.
How long did he do that?
Number of years. I don't know. Maybe 10 or 15. I don't know.
He's kind of a character I'm surprised you don't do. He's kind of one of those Casey Kasem type.
Bob, no, he's not. He doesn't have that voice.
He doesn't have that voice, but he's got that personality.
Casey's got that voice. It's just so much fun to do. Like, even no matter what he does, he sounds happy. 27 after 7, KSTP, AM 1500. This is Casey Kasem. He could read the obituaries and sound happy. It wouldn't matter what he did.
How would it sound if he was calling his wife about the fact that her mother had died?
Hi, honey, how are you? It's Casey. Good to talk to you. Got some news for you. Now, at first, you might maybe sort of bad news for you, but look at it this way. At least you won't have to worry about when it's going to happen. Your mom died. Yep. Just happened this morning. Had a fatal heart attack, and she's dead.
Pray for a big inheritance.
That's right. But she didn't suffer, so that's good news. Now, what do you need from the store? On my way home, I'll stop by and get it for you.
You know I don't like picking those things up.
That's right. Any long-distance dedications come in? Sure hope so. Love when those happen. Well, keep your head on the ground and your feet up my back, and I'll be home in a while. Casey Kasem. Yeah, he could... I was just thinking, you know, it'd be funny with him as an undertaker, wouldn't it? Hi, how are you? Are you the bereaved? I'm Casey Kasem. Good to talk to you. Hope you're not going to be suffering too much. Hey, I got a casket here that's just going to be great. You'll love it. Nice lining in there and everything. Hope you won't think it's too much money, but I got to make a buck.
Like to hear him describing the mangled corpse to the family.
That's right.
Victim's family.
Boy, they sure had a heck of a car crash, didn't they?
They have to do closed casket.
We'll try to fix them up as best we can, but it's going to be a problem. Boy, he's just mashed all over the place. Just body parts and everything. I'm Casey Kasem. I'm the Undertaker. Thunderstorms today, ending this morning, high around 80. Tonight, they'll redevelop. And right now it's 60 degrees. 646-8255. Paul Harvey, rest of the story coming up on KSTP AM 1500, The Talk Station.
Paul Harvey, news and comment. Brought to you by American Floral Services. Now, Paul Harvey News.
Good morning. I'm Tom Martin, filling in for Paul. His doctor says Denver cab driver Ignatius Nwandelibe owes his life to his dentures. It happened about 24 hours ago. This cabbie had picked up a guy who, as it turned out, was armed, had a gun, and wanted cash. He got it and then put the gun to Nwandelibe's head, and just as the driver began to turn his head, pulled the trigger. The bullet hit his dentures, shattering them but saving this cabbie's life. His attacker took off running. The dentures, what's left of them, being held as evidence. Are American prisoners of war from the Vietnam era still being held in labor camps in what was the Soviet Union? Russian President Boris Yeltsin, who's visiting Washington, says maybe. In Hanoi this morning, the Vietnamese Foreign Ministry says no way. Chicago will try a peaceful celebration today of the Bulls NBA championship, but there are contingency plans just in case today's Grant Park victory rally takes the sort of ugly turn that followed Sunday night's game. In Plymouth, Massachusetts, they have denied bail for Michael Kelly. He is back in jail, accused of luring two young women by promising jobs and then killing them. The body of one found buried in Kelly's yard. We say back in jail because Kelly has been there before. On a rape conviction. He was paroled last year after being declared not sexually dangerous. Saddam Hussein is alive, well, and stronger now than a year ago, and he is rebuilding that Iraqi military. A report compiled by the CIA and other intelligence agencies and carried in today's New York Times says the UN economic sanctions and diplomatic isolation have not done the trick, have not done what they were supposed to do. Saddam is still repressing his people and has enough money stashed away in secret foreign bank accounts to rebuild. Father's Day Sunday, try humor. Paul?
Flowers have been an important part of the celebration of Father's Day since 1910, when Mrs. John Bruce Dodd of Spokane, Washington, suggested that children honor their fathers by wearing a rose. In 1912, the city of Vancouver, Washington, chose the white lilac as their Father's Day flower. Flower choices have varied over the years. A most unusual one was chosen in 1924 in Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania, when a local Bible class chose to wear dandelions to honor their fathers. Today, we trust the neighborhood AFS florist to help us honor our fathers, and this Sunday is Father's Day. And for all the ways that your dad's enriched your life, why don't you show him you care with a beautiful gift of flowers from your neighborhood AFS florist? whether he lives around the corner or across the world. And, of course, you don't have to wait for some special day to send a bouquet, because flowers make any day special.